This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I had the nice opportunity of meeting a gentleman with the Sheriff's Department, Dan Redman, and he told me about his lovely wife, who's a renowned author. And some of the books include A Cold Case Investigation Series, A Cold Day in Hell, The Murder Book, A Means to an End, A Full Cold Moon, The Parting Glass, Catch Your Death. And she is with us today, Lisa Marie Redman. And Lisa is with two S's.
Two S's.
So that's very good. Okay, a little bit about her. A little bit about her background. She was with the Buffalo Police Department from 1993 to 2015, detective in the cold case unit. Maybe that's why some of her books are about cold cases. She was a member of the cold case unit specializing in solving old, unsolved crimes based on the discovery of new evidence, witness information, and re-examination of retained evidence and files. Instrumental in the clearing of over 15 cold homicide cases dating as far back as 75. A seasoned interrogator, she has helped secure three murder confessions from inmates inside prison walls. She has also utilized extensive knowledge of DNA testing and forensic technology methods developed after the cases were initially investigated for the analysis of new and surviving evidence. A very gifted woman, and we're going to be talking about her writing career today. Let's talk about the series, A Cold Case Investigation Series. What is this all about? Lisa Marie Redmond.
So, spending 22 years on the Buffalo Police Department was obviously quite an accomplishment. I was a wife and a mother, and I had some very high-profile cases, but I had always been a writer. So when it came time for me to retire, I was, I wanted to focus on my family. I wasn't ready to just hang it up, per se. I still wanted to keep my toe in the water for crime. So I believe that God has a hand in all things.
Right.
And it just happened that my husband's best friend opened a bookstore down the street from our house. And he had a writing group there. And I started attending the writing group at Dog Ears Bookstore in South Buffalo. And it was there that all of my ideas and notes that I had jotted down over the years kind of came together and became my first book, A Cold Day in Hell.
And what is A Cold Day in Hell all about? Let's go into that.
So A Cold Day in Hell follows my main character of the series, Lauren Riley, who she's half Polish, half Irish. I call that the Buffalo mix.
And now, you're Polish. Do you have Irish blood too?
A very little bit.
Okay.
On my dad's side. My dad was half Polish and half Irish, and my mom was half German and half Polish.
Okay.
So I'm mostly Polish. And
we like that. I'm 100% Polish. Okay.
So my main character, her name is Lauren Riley, but she is, a lot of people read the books and confuse the character with the person. She is not me. If she was a real person, I don't even think she'd like me. She's very flawed. She starts off very flawed. And as the series goes on, she grows and becomes more of the person that she wants to be. And I say that because in the first book, she does, and in the second and third, she does a lot of things that I would not do. And I guess that's the great thing about being a writer, is that you can step out of your comfort zone and put your characters in situations that, one, you hope would never happen to you, you're glad that never happened to you, and you can have them react in ways that you personally never would. And I really like that, and have them grow and learn from that experience. And in the first book, she's a single mom, divorced. Her daughters are both away at school, and we all know that idle hands are the devil's playground.
Absolutely.
So, you know, she's got a lot of, for the first time in 20 years, she has a lot of time on her hands, and the job becomes her life. And that was always a great fear of mine, that the police department would become my entire life, because some of the cases that I worked on were very, very involved, and you get so wrapped up in them, you know, and you can become consumed by them. And that is kind of what happens to her, but I take it to the next level. And none of the cases in my books are real cases that I worked on. Because Buffalo...
But they're sort of based on your life experience.
Definitely.
So you recollect a lot of the hardships you had to endure.
Definitely. I always say, nothing in these books actually happened to me, but they are possible. They could happen, because I used to watch TV shows, and I would sit back and cross my arms and say, well, that could never happen, or they would never be able to do that. So everything in my books are possible. They can happen. But they just didn't happen to me, I should put it that way. She's a very complicated character. And like I said, as the series goes on, a lot of characters in a lot of series, they just kind of stay the same through the whole series. But in my books, she's getting older. And, you know, with age comes wisdom.
I hope.
Yeah, right? We all hope. And she's learning from her mistakes, both on the job and personally. And as the books go on, she's learning and growing and becoming, she's very different from the first book than in the last book I wrote in the series, Catch Your Death. She's a very different person, very different. The things that happened to her have changed her.
Very good. Now, if somebody is listening in Cheektowaga or Montreal or Washington, D.C., as we blanket 17 states and much of Canada, how can they buy your books, Lisa Marie Redmond?
So my books are available at every retail outlet. You can get them at Amazon.com, on BarnesandNoble.com. You can request them from your library. Check and see if they have them in your library. My first five books are on Audible, so you can listen to my books. They are on Nook and Kindle, so you can get the e-version of them. So they are widely available across all types of medium.
Very good. We urge our listeners to get one of these books or all of the books. Again, the books that are available are A Cold Day in Hell, The Murder Book, A Means to an End, A Full Cold Moon, The Parting Glass, Catch Your Death. Let's talk a little bit about your standalone books, The Secrets They Left Behind. What is that all about?
So in all of my books, even if you look at when they were written, you might see 2020 or 2021. I don't ever mention the pandemic, even the books that came out during the pandemic, because, you know, I think at this point, nobody wants to read about anything like that. So if you see that the book was published in 2020 or 2021, trust me, in my timeline, the pandemic has not happened.
Good. I wish it never happened.
Right. Exactly. So while we were on lockdown, I published the book, The Secrets They Left Behind. And I wanted to do something different. She's a much younger character. She goes undercover in a small town in New York, but right on the Pennsylvania border, south of Buffalo. And she gets planted by the FBI to go undercover to try to find these three missing college students. They went to a party, they came home, and when the parents of the students come home, their coats are left, their cell phones are left, their purses are left, their jackets are left, they're just gone. they're missing and there's no clues. So the FBI is at their wit's end and they plant this young female police officer undercover to try to figure out what happened to those girls. So that was a way of kind of stretching my, you know, my characters in, and stretching. And you mentioned that you're in 17 states. In my books, while the first three primarily take place in Buffalo, mm-hmm. by the fourth book, it starts in Buffalo and ends up in Iceland.
Iceland.
On an investigation. Yeah. In my fifth book, it starts out in Buffalo and ends up in County Kerry, Ireland. And then in my sixth book, I kind of bring it back to Western New York for a locked room mystery, sort of an homage to Agatha Christie, where my main character and her partner get snowed in a half-finished resort sort of south of Ellicottville. Yeah. And, you know, my publisher is Severn House, which is out of the UK. And my editor at the time sent me an email when he read the manuscript. And he's like, you know, I love the story, but do you really expect me to believe that you could go to this sort of half-finished resort and overnight 8 feet of snow can fall and you can be trapped?
We're used to that.
in a place and still have heat, lights, and the internet. And I laugh because it takes place over Thanksgiving weekend, and the book came out in August, and that Thanksgiving we had a huge snowstorm. So where we all did get, you know, not trapped for 3 days, but definitely trapped overnight, you know, until we dug out, which is, you know, so, but it's, you know, it's Buffalo. It's, you know, we're used to waking up and having a couple feet of snow unexpectedly on the ground, and nothing shuts down, school's still open, and we just deal with it.
We urge all of our listeners to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520 to go get one of these books. Again, the author is with us today, Lisa Marie Redman, author of A Cold Case Investigation Series, A Cold Day in Hell, The Murder Book, A Means to an End, A Full Cold Moon, The Parting Glass, Catch Your Death. So please get a copy. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests. Political analyst Jack O'Donnell, former ambassador to the Vatican, Francis Rooney, and Jeff Zeplowitz, head of the Chamber of Commerce in Lancaster, Depew. Coming up, we'll have billionaire, self-made billionaire, John Katsimatidis on this program, who owns WABC Radio, Ambassador Carla Sands. So please stay tuned. And we've had a lot of authors on this program in the last 35 years, including world-famous Catholic writer Morris West has been on this program. And you talk about murder mysteries. I've had about five shows with Charles Todd, who had murder mystery series. He wrote with his mother. And we had Douglas Fairbanks Jr., who wrote Salad Days.
Oh, wow.
So we've had a lot of famous authors on this program. If you're listening in West Seneca, Toronto, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about Lisa Marie Redman. She was a detective with the Sex Offense Squad, and that probably provides you with a lot of material for your books.
Absolutely.
That experience from 1999 to 2007, she investigated criminal incidents in the areas of domestic violence, sexual assault and abuse, child abuse and neglect, serial sex predators, elder abuse, violations of orders of protection, custodial interference, stalking, missing persons, and offenses committed by juveniles. Tell me, in your career in law enforcement and dealing with such horrible crimes, how did you not take it home with you and be upset about what you saw, these horrible conditions?
Well, I think that's where my writing comes in, because I was always a writer. I'm not a cop who became a writer. I'm a writer who became a cop. And like my children were young when I retired, because I had them when I was on the job. And I wanted to be there, especially during their teenage years. And so when I had the chance to retire, I took it, and I joined the writers group at Dog Ears Bookstore in South Buffalo, which is an independent bookstore, which I highly support independent bookstores. And this was a way to get all that darkness out of my head and onto the paper. All the things, I once heard a really, really great piece of advice. You know, everyone's heard the piece of advice for writers, write what you know. But I had heard a better piece of advice, write what you're afraid of. And I kind of used that going forward with my books. You know, what's the worst case scenario for this character of mine? What situations can I put her in, or that I was afraid might happen to me? And I could put her in those situations safely, not for her, but for me, and kind of get those dark thoughts out of my head and onto the paper. So it was very therapeutic for me. It really, really was.
Sort of relieved your frustrations.
Yes. And like I said, she is a very different person from me. You know, she has terrible luck with men. I happen to have hit the jackpot and have been married for, 25 years.
He's here. He's smiling. Yes. He's blushing right now.
To a wonderful man. You know, she has terrible luck with men. She has terrible taste in men. So after the first book, I made sure she got a dog, because we all deserve unconditional love,
you know?
But that's part of the changing and the growing, when, she realizes that, it's not about having someone by your side. It's about being proud of who you are and standing up for what's right and what's just and what's good. And so I wanted that to, play out in her books.
Well, it sounds like you have a moral compass. A little plug here, and Lisa Marie Redmond probably likes it because she's Polish. I'm talking about the Ampo Legal. And the summer is a time for the 3 hours, rest, relaxation, and reading. Hopefully people will be reading the novels by Lisa Marie Redmond. Enjoy your summer and get your copy of the Ampo Legal on your digital device, whether at home or traveling around the world. News, historic, and cultural features from the Polish-American perspective can be delivered to your email inbox each week for less than 40 cents a week. The Ampo Legal is offering a hot deal, $19 for 52 issues. Go online at Ampo Legal to subscribe to or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. Don't miss out what's happening in Poland or Polonia. Get your digital Ampo Legal today. Let's talk a little bit about your short stories. What were they all about? They were crime-oriented also?
Yes, that's actually how I got my start. A friend of mine, who was also an author in New York City, found out about a book that was coming out. It's a part of a very, very well-known series of noir books set in all different cities. And this one was going to be called Buffalo Noir. And I was invited by the editor, Ed Park, who is a Buffalo native, and he was actually nominated for his last book for a Pulitzer Prize. So very well-known author. And I had not sold any stories yet, and I sent my short story, Falling on Ice, to him, and lo and behold, he selected it for the book Buffalo Noir, and I'm in the book with Lawrence Block, Joyce Carol Oates, Tom Fontana, major talents, and then me, who had never published anything. And my story was actually, it's the only story that I ever wrote that was actually based on true events. about a murder that happened in South Buffalo, because all the stories in the book take place in different neighborhoods.
Right.
So mine actually took place in South Buffalo in the 1930s. And so everything in the story actually happened, but I had set the book to contemporary times. So I had taken it out of the 30s and into now. And it was a very sensational murder at the time. And the facts of the case were just, truth is always stranger than fiction. And if I had written it as fiction, people would have said, well, this could never happen. But everything in the story actually did happen. And I'm very, very proud of that very first story. And so in between books, I would write these very short stories, crime stories, and I have been fortunate enough to get a lot of them published. I do like to write my locked room mysteries in my short stories, which, if anyone's familiar with that, that would be like Murder on the Orient Express, just a certain amount of suspects. It has to be one of them, sort of a puzzle mystery, and I like those a lot. I like the puzzle.
Very good. We urge all of our listeners to go get a copy of one of the books. Lisa Marie Redmond, our guest today, is the author. A Cold Case Investigation Series, A Cold Day in Hell, The Murder Book, A Means to an End, A Full Cold Moon, The Parting Glass, and Catch Your Death. A very talented, gifted woman who is partly Polish, so we like that.
And I would love to, as I said earlier, I have had my character go to Iceland. I have had her go to Ireland. And in the future, I would love to have her go to Poland.
Well, I'm going September 5th. Come with me with Dan, and you can do some research for a week in Poland.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Very good. I'd like to know a little bit about the magazines you've written articles for. What is that all about?
So the magazines, it's the same. They're mystery magazines, same concept. You send in a short story.
All right.
And it's actually tougher than books sometimes, because so many people send in short stories, and you never know what they're looking for. So you just really have to hope that your short story strikes a chord. And so for the magazines, you see what they're looking for. And I've been in a few, Down and Out, the magazine, I've been in a couple times. And they're looking more for the darker side of crime fiction, which actually I don't mind doing that, because Buffalo lends itself so well to sort of that darker side of crime fiction, because we do have a history with the mob, and we do have, sort of this, this great, divide between the haves and the have-nots, especially at the turn of the century when there were, millionaires on Delaware's Millionaire Row, and then, like my relatives were working for the millionaires. And that just makes, when the plants were going, that just makes for a really gritty background for Buffalo. And I love to be able to shine a light, especially now that Buffalo has lost a lot of that industry and is trying to reinvent itself. I love shining the light on Buffalo and how great it is and how wonderful the people are here, because, it's just such a friendly city. And the people here, it really is the city of good neighbors.
Again, how can people buy your books? There are a number of them. You brought them here in the studio today. Lisa Marie Redmond, how can people purchase your books?
So you can go to any independent bookstore and request. If they don't have it, they can definitely order it for you. I would definitely check. I'm a big proponent of libraries as well. You can go to your local library and request it. You can, if you are an ebook reader, They do are available on Nook and Kindle. If you are an audiobook person, my first five books are available on audiobooks, and you can listen to them. And, you know, obviously from the bigger retailers like Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you can go online and get them from those big retailers as well. So they are widely available, which I'm very proud that, once again, I get to bring this Polish-American Buffalonian to the world, you know, and I get great feedback about her and her detective skills. And oh, and just a note, you don't have to read the series in order. You can pick up the last book mm-hmm. and read it as a standalone, or the fourth book in the series, you can read that and not read any other of the books, you know, so you don't have to start at one and go to six. You could pick up any of them and decide if you picked up book four, and you might decide, oh, I like this, I want to go back and see how it starts, or you might just skip to the end. It doesn't matter. You won't be lost.
Very good. And what is your next novel, Lisa Marie Redmond?
So I have a couple, actually I have three on my computer right now that I am...
You're writing three at the same time?
Yeah, three different main characters. I'm, like I said, trying to give my Lauren Riley character a break for now, although some of my readers are getting antsy. They want some more of Lauren. They really like how she's evolved and the storyline with her. I'm actually thinking about doing a prequel. They love the relationship between her and her partner.
I'm sorry, we have to come to a close. Oh. We've learned so much. We urge all of our listeners to get a copy of one of Lisa Marie Redmond's novels. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, and special thanks to Dan Redmond for introducing me to his lovely wife and author. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.